Lord, I pray that your word would be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, Lord, that we may hide it in our heart, that we may not sin against you. Amen. I've been kind of stuck in the book of 1 Peter. We were in our Tuesday night Bible study we've had since 2011. We were going through the book of Mark, and I just felt the real leading of the Lord to stop what we were doing and start looking at and studying the book of 1 Peter. It's kind of an appropriate book because it was written to people who were being persecuted as an encouragement to them. And so the Lord just given us all these nuggets, and there's a lot of life in this awesome book here. I'll just read from verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as aliens scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, and who are chosen, according to the foreknowledge of God, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to obey Jesus Christ and to be sprinkled with his blood. May grace and peace be yours in the fullest measure. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has called us to be born again to this living hope. And Bishop Chuck's been speaking a lot on this living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And we know biblical hope is a great anticipation. I always use this example, like you know someone's coming at your, you know, to visit you, and so you're kind of at the window watching for them. I know when I was a kid, my cousins were coming over. I would go to the window and just keep watching. I know they were coming, but that's what hope is like, an anxious just anticipation that you know something's going to happen, and we've been born again to this living hope to experience it, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this, they'll kind of focus on these next few verses. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now, for a little while, if necessary, actually that word if is being necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof or genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And one thing the Lord began to speak to me is through this. You know, anytime we encounter a trial, you know, James says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, and let endurance have its perfect result, you know, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. There's always an end result. I wrote this in an email the other day. There's always an end result of a trial or a time of testing. And that end result is always a greater revelation of Jesus and who he is. You know, that word, to the praise, glory, and honor, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the word praise is an accurate acknowledgement. So you'll have an accurate acknowledgement of who he is. The glory, we know, is just the manifestation of God's presence, that you would have a greater awareness of his presence. That also, that word glory is also value. You know, a greater value, a greater manifestation of God's glory and honor. That word honor is actually the word of value and price also, but in the eyes of the beholder. So one thing I've been thinking a lot about is that this word revelation, that things come to us in our Christian life really not by information but by revelation. The word revelation just means to unveil, to lift the veil so you can see. I'll read you several verses. Even Paul, things that Paul said about this. Just as it is written, things which the eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared to those who love him. For to us God revealed them. That word is revelation, to unveil them through the Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the depth of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God. 2 Corinthians 12, Paul speaks of this. Boasting is necessary, though it is not profitable, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. And that's the whole thing where he goes in about the Lord saying, my grace is sufficient for you. He said, I'll go on to revelations of the Lord, unveilings of who he is. The book of Galatians. I'll just read through these real quick. Well, I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1. I really love this prayer at the end of chapter 1. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened, would be opened, so that you will know the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are all in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. So Paul even prayed there. You know, I'm praying for you guys, and I'm praying that God would give you a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. An encounter with him, right? That's what a revelation is. An unveiling is just an encounter with Jesus. You know, Bishop's been speaking about the resurrection. All these different people, you know, Peter, Mary Magdalene, all these different people that at first didn't recognize him. And all of a sudden he spoke, or he revealed himself to them, and they had a revelation of Jesus, right? And I really believe that happens just in our daily walk. And especially what First Peter is saying, there's something about going through a time of trial and testing that will take us to greater revelations of who he is. That is our gift. Verse in Romans chapter 8, and then we'll finish up again in 1 Peter. If you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, we're heirs also, heirs of God, fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him so that we may be glorified with him. For I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. What a great encouragement there. Any time of any type of sufferings we may go through, how the Lord just really uses that. And to the degree that we do that, we get more of him, right? I'll finish up here in 1 Peter. As to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied the grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. The glories to follow is our experiences, our encounters with him. Suffering always equals glories. There's always a glory to follow, okay? It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you in all these things, which now have been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven into things the angels long to look. And here's a verse. This is a really cool verse. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. That word just means to take out any slack, tighten up, right? Really good word for us. How am I to act or face this time we're in? Keep sober in spirit. Word to keep sober in spirit is just not to be intoxicated by the world and what the world is saying. Don't be drawn into everything that's going on, you know, whether the things we're hearing are true or they're false. We hear all kind of stuff, right? Don't be caught up into that, said. Don't be intoxicated. Don't be drawn away from truth by that. Don't let it draw you away from what God is saying and what he's speaking, okay? So tighten up our minds, keep sober in spirit, and listen to this. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Fix your hope completely, fully, on this grace that's going to be brought to you because you're going to have a new revelation of Jesus Christ and who he is. Okay? So when we're going through trials, it's different for everybody. You know, suffering, God uses them. I'm not saying that he causes them, but he definitely uses them, right? So if I'm going through something and it's been a hard time, I'm to fix my hope. My hope is completely on this, Lord, that at the end of this thing, during this thing, I'm going to have a new and fresh encounter with you. I'm going to see you in ways I didn't see you before, just like that. Just like the guys after the resurrection, right? They all had new and fresh encounters of Jesus. They saw him differently than they've ever seen him before. So that's the hope. That's the reason he starts in the very first chapter talking to them about a living hope, this inheritance that you have, that you can experience right now, one day in full. We can experience that inheritance now. And I think the Lord's going to really use this time. You know, I think, someone said that at Walmart, all the Bibles were sold out. And people are kind of thinking about that. You know, their fear just brings them to a lot of reality, and the Lord's really using that. So I think it's part of the revival. I think it's part of this great awakening that we hear happening all the time, that God is really using that. But for you as believers, my encouragement was use this extra time that we all have to press in, to get alone with him, to sit at his feet, right? And I'm telling you, you're going to go from glory to glory and from revelation to revelation and fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you, right? Mm-hmm. Don't put it in anything else other than that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.